The Abarbanel. And this is in the beginning of Parshas V'zois HaBracha. So V'zois HaBracha begins, V'zois HaBracha Sheberach Moshe, Yisrael Eikim, Espenei Yisrael Lefnei Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu gives brachas to Klal Yisrael, and he gave those brachas Lefnei Moshe. So the Abarbanel, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, has a whole Arichos, and he's explaining why the Torah emphasizes that the brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave were Lefnei Moshe. So he says, quote, Shashleimim, because the people that are complete, Be'esi Pored Nafsha Migufan, at the time that their soul departs their body, they reach a very, very high madrega. So Shleimim, they spend their entire life on a high madrega. But Be'esi Pored Nafsha Migufan, at the time that their nefesh is about to leave their guf, then Yagiu L'maylo Yoyser El Yoyna, they reach an even higher madrega. U'kamoy Sh'amah, like the Pasuk says, Ki lo yirani ya'odam v'chai, b'chayeyem einam royen. Chazal said that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kaddish Baruch, I want to see you. And what did Kaddish Baruch say? Ki lo yirani ya'odam v'chai. That's when a person's alive. You can't come to certain hasagas and be able to live. But be'esi parin nafshan, this is the oimik of what the Abarbanel is saying. At that point, tzaddikim were able to reach certain milas and certain madregas. Because what's the problem? If you're going to achieve this madrega, if you're going to come to this hasag and a Kaddish Baruch, you're going to explode. You won't be able to live. Well, guess what? It's anyways the time that this person's neshama is leaving. And it's for that reason, at the moment before the tzaddik leaves the world, we find, says the Abarbanel, that he reaches a maila that's yoyser al yoyna. The Abarbanel is then very mayrich in this idea. I'm skipping a little bit. He says, quote, K'moshe re'inu li'yitzchak. It's all on this thing. Sha'amal le'esav, who told Esav, Bavur tibarchecho nafshi b'terem amos. Sha'amar ze l'daitai. What did Yitzchak Avinu say? He told Esav, I'm going to give you a bracha. And you know I'm going to give you a bracha before I die. Sha'oz tia nafshi ba'ufim min advekos. Because Yitzchak Avinu understood that right before he leaves this world, his soul, his nefesh, is going to be connected to the source. Kach she'tia b'rchasa yoysem ma'ilah. And it's for that reason, his bracha is going to be more effective. For Rivka Ishtoi and Yitzchak's wife Rivka, Lahaskimoza, she went along with this. When she told Yaakov what Yitzchak had told Esav, right, she overheard what Yitzchak told Esav. For Amrish, she said, Vavarchecha lefnei Hashem lefnei Moisi. Hine hoisif lefnei Hashem. Lefisha nafshoi be'esahi lefnei Hashem tamidu boy sidbak. She said, I'm going to bench you before I die and it's going to be lefnei Hashem, because she was being megala the secret that before a tzaddik dies, the tzaddik is lefnei Hashem. V'chein Yaakov Avinu. You find this by Yaakov as well, says the Abarbanel. Im hachleish kolchoisa michol yei Hashem espay. He was so sick. He was literally dying from the machla that would take away his life. Obeberaches Yosef, he benched Yosef. Uberach achakach sharbon of kulam, and then he benched all his children. Va'amar ileim, and he told them, hey, asvu v'agidu lachem. Right, what did he say? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell them what's going to be ba'achus ayomim. Lefisha be'esahi niftachu elav shari ha'chachma. Because at that moment, before Yaakovino left the world, all of a sudden the shari ha'chachma opened up. V'hamoin nistarois, and all the nistarois. V'az nadva ruchai, the galoisam lebonav. So all of a sudden, he has these incredible giluyim. Kilo yirani adam v'chai, but now already it's shas p'tirasai. So all of a sudden, he has these giluyim. So he said, let me share them with my children. And that's why he called them, and he said, let me tell you what's about that. V'chin Elio amr al Elisha. Elio told Elisha right before he left the world. Ask me what you want from me before I'm taken. Pashina means chaparain. But no, because beterem elokach, right before I leave, I have a special kayach, because I have special asagas right now. Umipneza amru chazal, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, ukemoshinir medivrei achem el yosnif, etc., etc. I'm skipping. V'chein hoyu oisem ha-chachomim ha-kdoishim chachmei ha-talmud. You find that the chachomim ha-kdoishim chachmei ha-talmud, shoyim moishrim le-talmideim misoidois ha-chachma, that they would give over to their talmidim from the secrets of the chachma, v'soidois ha-teir v'shas moisam. So where do you find this by the chachmei ha-talmud? Says the Abarbanel, I'll give you two examples. When the Talmidim came b'shas moisai, lama basem, v'heimei shnivu lil moi toirabanu, v'as hitu lehem kol sveik goiseyem, and he was matter all their sveikas. We're going to get back to this. V'al Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shamru, and God Rabbeinu HaKadosh as well, sh'b'shas misasai, masal l'talmidem misoidus ha-chachma, v'loi hoya oisem kein l'kinosam l'lamid ha-chachma, b'chayem chalilu v'chaz, kim li'oisem be'isahi b'gvul kach me'ashlim eshayiru me'lo. And that's the oimik of why the Talmidim went to Rabbi Eliezer right before he died, right? Because they understood that right now he has a special koyach. All the sinoiris are open. They came to hear. And as a result, he gave and he shared certain things that otherwise he wouldn't have been able to share. So the Abar Barnel is telling us a big yesoid. The yesoid of the Abar Barnel is that a tzaddik, lifnei misasai, he reaches a certain plateau. His game and his asogis goes to a whole nother level. And that's the diktuk haloshin in the pasuk, where the pasuk says, v'zoysa bracha sheberach moysha lifnei moysai. Why lifnei moysai? Because being that it was lifnei moysai, he had certain hasogis, he had a certain dveikus, and as a result, he had a certain koyach habracha. The truth is, the Vilna Gaon, in his Aderes Elio, on this pasuk, v'zoysa bracha sheberach moysha, says exactly what the Abar Barnel says. Quote, because a person before he dies is on a very, very high madrego. And as it relates to Moshe, he was masik at that moment. What he wasn't able to be masik throughout his entire lifetime. So imagine Moshe Rabbeinu with all his asagos, but up until that moment, there were certain things he couldn't be masik. Oh, but lifnei moisai he did, and what did he do with all those hasogis and all that shefa that he had lifnei moisai? He shared it. He shared it with Klal Yisrael, and that's what's going on over here. And he starts giving brachas. That's this inyan over here in this Goyen. So I saw from Hagoyen, Rav David Yoel Weiss Shlita, and this is in Megadim Chadashim. It's in Parshas Vayelech. He talks about this in other places in his farm as well. He's mayrich in this idea, and he brings Mekoyris, chapter and verse, from this different Sfarim HaKdoshim that express the same exact theme, and that is that a tzaddik, before he dies, he has a special koyach. One of the Mar Mekoyimus that he brings is the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim is in Parshas Vayechi. The Pasuk says, Vayikrivu Yimei Yisrael Lomos. Says the Arachayim, if you look, that from the time that Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, he's always referred to as Yaakov, Yaakov, Yaakov. The only time we refer to him as Yisrael is right here. Vayikri Yismei Yisrael Yilomus, as he's about to die, all of a sudden he goes back to get his name Yisrael. Says the Arachayim, because we know Yaakov Avinu is the lesser of the names. Yisrael's Kisariso, that's the greater of the two names. Yaakov Avinu, as soon as he came to Mitzrayim, so he couldn't be called Yisrael anymore, right? Yaakov Avinu was Mitzrayim. I once heard from a big tzaddik, he said, Vayikri Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim, what does Rashi say? Parshuzu Stuma. He says that Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, that Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir HaAvos, should be able to live in Mitzrayim 17 years. Parshuzu Stuma, it has no pshat. How could Yaakov Avinu be in Mitzrayim? How is it even possible? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wanted to talk to HaKadosh Baruch, had to leave the city. Kitzesi Minoir, right? But Yaakov Avinu is able to live for 17, but it was Yaakov. But right here, lifnei Moisnoi, Vayikrivu Yimei Yisrael Lomos, all of a sudden he becomes Yisrael again. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, the reason is because it was Shas Misasoi. And before a tzaddik dies, he reaches a certain madrega, and because of this incredible madrega that he was reaching at this moment, all of a sudden now, you're able to refer to him again. All of a sudden, you're able to refer to Yaakov Avinu again as Yisrael. David Yoel says, a dover nifla teich dvarev. We've spoken about this Kesef Mishnah many, 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 many times. It's like a Gemara in Asoichas Apayelim and Masechtas Bava Metzia, but the Gemara talks about the death, the ptira of Rabbah, as in the Amor, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. And he was a fugitive, he was on the run, and he was by himself and hiding, and he passed away, and no one knew he died. And to the point that something had to fall down from Shemayim, that Rabbi Bar Nachmeni missed, right? And then the Talmidim, Abai, Rabbi, they all went, and they were Isaac in his Kfura. The Gemara tells an incredible story. But the Gemara says that the Malach HaMavis was having a hard time getting Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Bar Nachmeni goes into some sort of trance, and he sees that in Shemayim there's a big machloikis going on. And the machloikis is with regards to a very, very obscure halacha in the world of Tumas Saras. It's negay, a certain nega, where there's a suffix if the Seir Lavan came first or if the Baheres came first. It's a shayla, because if one comes first, it's tummy. If the other one comes first, it's tar. And what happens if it's a suffix? Is it tummy or tar? So Rabbi Bar Nachmeni sees that there's a big tumult going on. In fact, it was a machloikis between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Mesifta Derekiah, and they didn't know how to resolve it. So they said, tell me, who on this, is there anyone in Olam Hazeh that could come and be Machriya the Shailo? So they said that, you know, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni once said that no one knows Nagam Vahalas like he does. Well, if that's the case, why don't we bring him here? So they asked Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, what's the halacha? Rabbi Nachmeni says, Tahar, and like in Ar Gemara by Rabbi Eliezer, V'yotzen Nishmasei B'tayro, stating that, if you take a look at the Rambam, and the Rambam is the last halacha in Perik Beis Hilchas Tumas Saras. The Rambam says Sofik Seir Lavan Kadam Sofik Habeheres Kadma Hareze Tome. The Loch is Tome. Frank the Kasev Mishnah Rebbeinu Damal Kula. What's going on over here? It's Kinegan of Mufurish Gemara. The Gemara says this was the Shaila that caused Rabbi Mar Nachmeni to leave this world. The Yotzev Nishmasay Be. Betahiro, because he said Tahar. So Luchari, this Rambam's going Kinega the Gemara. And the Kesa Mishnah says something that's Sisrei Torah. He says, Yesh Loimar, the Kivan Shebashas Yitzias Neshamahu, the Amar Hachi, Havi Bechlal Loi Bashamayim Hi. It's Bechlal Loi Basham, Ve'enu Kedai Lohoitzi Mechlal Shebiyadeinu, etc., etc. You can't be Mechiach anything from this Maisa, because it's Torah Loi Bashamayim. The Chsam Sofer Neir Chayim, in his Tshuva, his famous Tshuva to Rav Tzvi Eshchayas, Simen Reish Ches, say he brings this Kesa Mishnah, and he says, for who Dabar Chadish, what's Pashup Shah? Because he's about to die, all of a sudden his Torah is Torah, Leib of Shemaim, he was on this world. So the Chsam Sofer Kiyodua has a whole different tarot to answer the Kesem Mishnah's Kasha, but as it relates to the Kesem Mishnah's, he's saying, what's Pashup Shah? Segrav David Yoel Weiss, this is the Vart. Because a tzaddik before he dies, all of a sudden the Tzinoiris start opening up. And those Tzinoiris are a gift that he gets from Shemaim. That Torah maybe is Torah, Leib of Shemaim. And it's for that reason you can't prove anything from what happened Bishah. Yitzias Neshama of Rabbi Mar Nachmeni. It's true he said Tar, but at that point he's already tapped in. It could be being that it was Samach Lemisasai, it was Shas Ptirasai, that already didn't count. Another beautiful Ha'ara that Rabbi David Yoel says based on this ray is the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Amud Aleph that David HaMelech saying Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem. So the Gemara there is talking about that capital, and the Gemara says, quote, Nestakul B'Yoyim HaMisav HaMashiro. David HaMelech, he saw his Yom HaMisa. He introspected a little bit about the day he's going to die, and he sang Shira. And that's what it's referring to. Freit the Marsha, Mizmar, LeDavid, Kinami Bayale. It's the Lashon of the Marsha. Baruch Hinavshi Es Hashem. Why would David HaMelech have sang Shira when he was Nesakul B'Yom HaMisa? So said Rabbi David Yoel Shlita, Lulei de Mistafina Yesh Noimar, that David HaMelech wasn't singing Shira on the Misa. Listen to the Lashon HaGemara. Nistako b'yoyim ha-misa. He saw yoyim ha-misa. And he saw the giluyim and the asogis that a tzaddik gets before he dies. It wasn't nistako b'misa. That's kinu miboyele. The Marsha's kasha, the Marsha struggles to answer this kasha. It's nistako b'yoyim ha-misa. It's based on this yisoy. That's what's going on over here. One more tzushal that he says. And that is the Chsam Sofer, the Hilge Chsam Sofer. When he was maspid, his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. So the Chsam Sofer was a relative younger man when his Rebbe Movik Rav Nosson Adler passed away. The Hesped is printed, Ki Yadua. If you have the newer Chsam Sofers, so it's in the Hespedim volume, what I'm reading, from page Reish Pei Ches, going on to page Reish Pei Tes. So I just want to read one paragraph and listen to a diktuk nifla. V'ani b'chaloimi ro'isi. The Chsam Sofer said, I had a dream. And in my dream, I saw Mechumeshe Svarim, Miluveshe Shchayrim. I saw there was Svarim, Sifrei Torah, and the Sifrei Torah were covered by a black mantle. So I asked the Svarim, why is your mantle black? And they responded to me. They talked to me. This is a real dream, the Chsam Sofer had. He said, you know, the minig ir meiladetcha Frankfurt, you know that in your city, Frankfurt, the minig is that b'yoyim tainas sibur, on the day of a tainas sibur, sefer Torah, malbishin sefer Torah shchayim. They covered the sefer Torah with a schwarzer mantle. For ikatz, the Chsam Sofer said, I woke up, v'inei chaloyim, z'gevei nachulam. V'inei ha-emes came minig kilu g'daysha Frankfurt. Chsam Sofer, it's true. Meaning, what I saw in the dream, this wasn't Dvar Mitalem. This is true. This is what we do in Frankfurt. But I didn't know what the dream meant. And now that I heard that Rav Nosson Adler passed away, I know what the pistrain of the dream is. Because the Torah is mourning. Torah chigrisak. The Torah is mourning. Moves hatzadik moirana zeichat tzadik levracha. Ki mi yigdar gdara. You want to know why the Torah is mourning? Because the Torah just lost such a friend. Forget about what we lost. The Torah just lost a friend. Because mi yigdar gdara. Who's going to make fences around her? The Torah. Umiyamoid bepirza. Who's going to stand in the way when people are trying to breach her? The Torah. Umiyatareitz Shvarim umiyifrei karim oyna lanu shechiyanu lazman hazeh v'giyanu alayla hazeh lecho ba meroirim al ta'itzu l'nachameini. Don't even try to be menachem, he said the Chsam Sofer. Ki gadol kayom shivri, he said, because I'm so broken. My brokenness is literally like the size of the yam. V'li roi lifkoi sulim eved espeida. And then he said, you know, the truth is I'm worthy of crying and being masped my holy Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler. Ani ro'isiv yoyshe v'doyresh yamoyshe mipiak. Gvura. Because I with my own eyes saw how he would darish in commotion with Piyak Gvura. And he rats the Acher of Meir Parsois. I ran after him, Kiyudu, the Chassam Sofer left his hometown to be with Ram Nosson Adler. Vazafti Beisimi, I left my mother's house. Cheder Hoy Rossi, Kiyudu Umufursam Laka. He says, you all know the story. I don't even have to tell it to you. Vesnanesi Bakoila Sherisana Ovi. And every time my Rebbe fasted, I fasted. Listen to this. But now I wasn't zoiche to be present at Hilula de Marano. I didn't merit to shed tears on the kever of the Ishalikim. And I wasn't zoiche to be with him. Because had I been there, I would have merited to get so much from him. So the Chassam Sofer, when he's crying over his Rebbe, he says, I lost, now did I lose him? What did he mean? What's he referring to? So he missed out. He wasn't there b'shas p'tirosai, because had he been there b'shas p'tirosai, he would have been present at the moment that Rav Nosson Adler left. At that point, the floodgates open. At that point, he could have gotten so much from him. And that's what the Chassam Sofer is bemoaning. So he's saying, not only wasn't I there, b'shas is, I missed that, and now did he leave this world, but I wasn't there b'shas the p'tira. Because the shas p'tira of its tzaddik is an incredible shas ha-kosher. This is the diktuk, the tzushtel from Agoyin Rav David Yoel Shlita. But I just want to go back to the beginning. Dabar Benel. So Dabar Benel, when he says this, you saw it. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the bracha lefnei Moshe, because lefnei Moshe, the Goyen says the same thing. A tzaddik has special koiches. And he says, v'chein motzinu by the chachomim ha-kdoishin chachmei ha-talmud. Shoye Moshe'im le-talmideya misoydes ha-chachma. V'soydes ha-teir b'shas Moshe. That, Rabbi Eliezer, you see this, exhibit A for this, amongst the Chachmei HaTalmud, says Dabar Benel, is Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Now the truth is, we just learned the Gemara. We learned the Gemara by Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Did you see this? He was matter all their Sfeh. Ask him a few Shailas. Two Shailas to be exact. And he answered them. The second one was Tar v'yotzei neshmasei b'tahira. It sounds more like Rabbi Eliezer was giving them teichacha, there was nezifa. Where do you see in this Gemara that Rabbi Eliezer had tzenoiris that had opened up for him? I don't know. It didn't say it anywhere in the Gemara. He was poached at all their sveikas? Go through the Gemara. Hafachba v'hafachba v'hafachba v'hafachba. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that he was pushing all the sveikas. But I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. The rest of the story is in the Zohar Kodesh. It's in Parshas Vayera. It's in Medrash HaNelam Daf Tzadik Ches. Tanu Rabbanan. Kishachal Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. When Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was sick. Ahu yoy me'erev Shabbos hava. It was Erev Shabbos. Va'oysav li'imine Horkenes Bernay. And his son Horkenes was sitting to his right. And Rabbi Eliezer started revealing to him the great secrets of the Torah. But Horkenes, the son of Rabbi Eliezer, did not want to be mekabel what his father was telling him. You know why? Because he didn't think that his father was bedas. It's incredible. If you go through this Zohar and then you cross-reference it with this Gemara and how the two narratives complement each other, it's absolutely mavel al arayin. But either way, kiven dechama d'daitavu m'siyashva. But then he realized afterwards that his father really was bedas. So kabel minei, he started to be makabel from him. And he was makabel from his father, meya utomnin v'tisha rozen ilon. 189 of the deepest secrets in the world. I'm skipping a little bit. And the havayasmi, as he was sitting, meaning Horkenes together with his father, Olu Chakimei Dar Lemevakele, the Chachmei Adar came to be Mevak Rabbi Eliezer. Right, the word got out. Rabbi Eliezer is about to leave the world. So all of a sudden, the Chachmei Adar come. Oilit Lahu, he cursed them. Adalai Asu L'Shamashale, because where were you? The Taninan G'day L'Shimusha. Until Rabbi Akiva came. Amale. So Rabbi Eliezer turns to Rabbi Akiva and he says, Akiva, Akiva, lamalei asas l'shamashali. He says, where were you all this time? Amale, he said, Rabbi, lo havali pnai. I didn't have any time. Arsach, Rabbi Eliezer heard that, he got angry. Amar, he said, Etmo Allah, it'll be a chiddush to me. Itamus misas atzmecha, if you're going to die a natural death. Latye, and then Rabbi Eliezer cursed Rabbi Akiva. That his misa should be worse than the misa of all the chaver Rabbi Akiva. Bachi Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva started to cry. And he said, Rabbi, oilafli I rise. This is a makar to this. Rabbi, teach me Torah. He starts crying, Rabbi, please teach me Torah, teach me Torah. Aftach pum Rabbi Eliezer, b'maisa merkava. So Rabbi Eliezer opened up his mouth and he started teaching Maisa Merkava. Also Esha. Esha means an Esh, a fire descended from heavens. Va'ascha l'traveyoin. And it encircled Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Amru chakimayo. The chachamim said, Shema mina, the lesson an chazin kadal nakach. Right, notice the circles around them and it's not around. We're on the outside looking in. Va'isleis, we don't belong here. So they very politely walked out of the room. Nafku l'pischa debara. So they go to the pischa de gemara. I think that's what our gemara refers to as the traklin, right? So they go to the pischa debara. V'yisivu taman. And they were sitting there. Hava ma dahava. Whatever happened, happened. They did what they did. And then all of a sudden the fire went away. And then he went and he taught him b'vaheres aza plus me halachis psukos. 300 halachis psukos. And then Rabbi Eliezer taught Rabbi Akiva resh yud vav taimim the psukei de shir hashirim. 216 taimim in the psukim of shir hashirim. V'aveinoid Rabbi Akiva nachsin maya. And as Rabbi Akiva was learning this tirus from Rabbi Eliezer, his eyes were crying. This chazer eshek. And all of a sudden, the fire that had gone away came back. When they came to the following pasuk, Samchuni ba'ashishos, Rabduni betapuchim, ki choylas ahava ani. And this is the pasuk more than any other pasuk in the entire Shir HaShirim that depicts the incredible love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. Lo yochel mizbo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva couldn't control himself anymore. Va'arim kole, and he made this very, very loud noise, bepchiyos, and he was crying again. The guy, and he was crying, and he was crying. He couldn't utter one word because of the fear and the aim of the Shechina that was there. And then Rabbi Eliezer went and he taught Rabbi Akiva all the secrets of Shir HaShirim. And then he made him swear. The shvu was the loy l'shtamish b'shum chad pasuk mineh, that Rabbi Akiva would never be mishtamish with any one of these psukim. By the way, Rabbi Akiva is the one that said that all the svarim are kodesh, but Shir HaShirim is kodesh kadoshim. Now you know the rest of the story. We was makabel this, but either way, Rabbi Eliezer made him swear. You're never going to repeat this. You know why? Because if you're going to say what I just taught you, could be the Eibush is going to end up destroying the world. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want any other people to know this miskius kedushas the ispe because of the incredible kedusha that's there. The boss enough Rabbi Akiva. After this encounter, Rabbi Akiva left. The guy v'noven enei mai, and he was crying and he was crying. Baba Amar, and he said, vai Rebbe, the shtar alma yasam inach, vai Rebbe. Now we're gonna be left with a dar yasam. Either way. The Zohar continues, it goes on and on and on. It tells the story. Again, fascinating when you cross-reference the Zohar's account with our Gemara. This is what the Abarbanel was referring to. He was referring to this. This is the rest of the story. Rabbi Eliezer was Megalo all the Soidis. 216 taimen in Shir HaShirim. He was Megalotim Raza de Raza. Fires are coming down. He's teaching in Maisa Merkava. But these were things that Rabbi Eliezer had the ability to teach when? Samuch L'Pisasai. Because that's this Indian says the Abarbanel. That Lefnei Moisei a Tzaddik gets a tremendous kai. So I was going through this Zohar and learning this Indian. And I just couldn't help it. But remember how we started this Machzor of Daf Yomi. When we always talk about Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer. And just think about the before and after of Rabbi Eliezer. Think about the story. It's such a fascinating story. Rabbi Eliezer's story begins in the first parak of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the ultimate lo yutzlach. He's 28 years old. A Kenish learning. Not Stami doesn't know learn. Remember, he comes to Rabbi Yechim Azaka as yeshiva. Rabbi Yechim Azaka says, tell me, mi yamechel lamadu tekriyishma? He says, why? He says, what about tefillah? Och nisht. Birchas hamazin? What's that? He didn't know anything. He didn't know Aleph Beis. He didn't know Ivra. Not just that. You say, okay, maybe he was a CEO of a very important company. all his brothers were chayrish in the good properties, and he was chayrish petroshim. He wasn't married. He was 28 years old. His life was going nowhere, and it was going there fast. He had absolutely nothing. And now fast forward to the last day of Rabbi Eliezer's life, where Rabbi Eliezer reaches such a madrega, reaches such a level. Think about what happened. Think about what he was zoicha to. Think about what he was able to share. It's unbelievable. This is a child that everyone had given up on. His own father wrote him off. That's Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Aleph. Yush, Eliezer, the Gematria, that we spoke about that, Bava Metzia Daf Beis. But think about the before and after. It's an incredible story. How Rabbi Eliezer starts, if you don't know this Zoya, you don't know the end of the story of Rabbi Eliezer. This is the Ptira, right? Rabbi Eliezer's story starts where? First Mishnah in Shas. Me'emas I maskir in Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, right? That's where it starts. So it starts from the beginning. And where does it end? It ends right here. Sanhedrin, I mean, there'll be more Rabbi Eliezer, Zarg Zechnish. But this is where it ends. The ending of the life of Rabbi Eliezer is Sanhedrin Samaches. It's an incredible story. He's 28. Everybody wrote him off. And what ends up happening? What ends up happening, he becomes a great Rabbi Eliezer. So here's my hergish. My hergish is the first half of Sanhedrin Samaches Samad Aleph is the Ptir of Rabbi Eliezer. What's the second half of Samaches? What's Samaches Samad Beis? We just started a new parak. It's a trick question. Parak Ben Soiru Meir. What's the story of the Ben Soiru Meir? The Ben Soiru Meir is Nereg Al Shem Soifai, but if you look at the Svar Makdoshim talk about that, even though the Torah says that we killed the Ben Soiru Meir, but before you give up on a Ben Soiru Meir, in fact, you never give up on a Ben Soiru Meir. You can't. Loi Hayav, Loi Nivra, right? We know all the Torahs. We're going to get to that Beis Hashem in the next couple of days. I think the limud of how you treat the Ben Soiru Meir is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the ultimate Evan Masu Abaynim Hoysaler Oishpina. This was a stone that Masu Abaynim, right? Think of it. Just think of the marshal. There's the Boinim. They're building. Should we take? Nobody wants this stone. Hoysel Reish Pina. It's the cornerstone of Shas. He's the Reish Pina. He's the first Tana mentioned in Shas. Evan Masu Abaynim Hoysel Reish Pina. Zu Rabbi Eliezer. This is Mamish Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's story, his Ptira, the finale is Samaches Amad Aleph, Samaches Amad Beis is the Ben Soiru Meir. I think this is a lesson that sometimes someone, yeah, looks like maybe he's not going anywhere. You never know. You never know where this child or that person's going to be. He may be the great Rabbi Eliezer. Evan Masu Abaynim Hoysel Reish Pina. Is there a greater lesson in the Sugya of Ben Soiru Meir than the story of Rabbi Eliezer? And it's the greatest lesson. I don't think it's a coincidence. Samaches Samad Aleph, Samaches Samad Beis. I was thinking, it was so strange to me that Perek Arba Mises ends with the story of Rabbi Eliezer, the Frad Arba Mises Bezdin, and we're ending with the Ptir Rabbi Eliezer. I think it's segueing right into Ben Soiru Meir. You have to know this story before you start learning Perek Ben Soiru Meir, because that's the greatest lesson. It's the biggest musa. It's the biggest chizik in the sugya Ben Soiru Meir. Just think of the great Rabbi Eliezer. Think of the Evan Masu Abaynim Hoysel Reish Pina.